Today is Tuesday, September 14th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So today we're going to switch it up from yesterday, and we're going to actually play a voicemail or two first. So let's go ahead and have a listen, shall we?
Hey, Adam, this is a PS from Baron Frosty. I don't want the prize if I'm the winner. You can donate it to Pride 48. I'm too rich and don't want your money. Thanks, bye.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for that. We all are, that is proof that I don't listen to the voicemails beforehand. Thank you for the call, Baron. How am I going to donate an Amazon gift card to Pride 48? I don't, but anyway, also, well, I won't go into details there about my finances and Pride 48's finances, but I appreciate that, Baron, and I'm glad to know that you're wealthy. You know, I celebrate prosperity. It's good. For those of you who aren't wealthy, that's good as well. I mean, well, I guess it's not. If any of you are struggling financially, I'm not celebrating that. But I'm saying it's okay if you're not wealthy, as long as you're taken care of. I don't know. I'm putting my foot in my mouth. Baron, love you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the call. All right. Let's listen to another one, shall we?
I got another one. I'm intent on this $50, I swear to God. How about the melon market? I have to go to the melon market or the melon mart. Because it's kind of, there's a little bit, you know, melon mart, melon market. Okay, I got to go back to sleep now.
I'm typing that. Okay, so first of all, that was Auntie Scott, and he doesn't feel the need to tell us his name when he calls in. We did have Auntie Scott. We did have a melon patch from Baron Frosty, but we haven't had a melon mart yet. So I want to just let everyone know. So anyway, thank you for your call. I put down melon market and melon mart. So, you know, I've got those on my list, on my little note, my Apple note. You know, I hate Apple notes. Can I just say I hate Apple notes? Notepad, in my opinion, on Windows is better than Apple Notes. I can't stand Apple Notes. I don't like it. I can't even tell you why I don't like it. I don't like it. I just don't like it. I can't figure out how to do things. It only has one header. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. Actually, I'm trying something right now. Can I make something a header? Oh, I can. I just figured out. Never mind. Well, I still don't like Apple Notes, but I found out something that I can do that I didn't realize I could do. So I'm learning, but I'm not a big fan of Apple Notes. I don't know why, but I use it because it's already installed on the, it's kind of like Notepad on Windows. I use it because it's already there. So why not? And I just leave it up so that if I have to ever take any notes on anything. Have you guys ever run into the problem, either at work or at home, where you'll write yourself little notes in whatever your favorite note-taking app is, and they get all jumbled up all over the place, and you can't keep track of them, and your titles are bad, and you don't know where anything is, and you can't find it? I just want to know, because I will end up with 500 different little notes files, and then I don't remember where anything is. I think, oh my gosh, I stored that phone number for that person, and then I can't find it because I don't know which note I put it in, and then I have to click on all of my notes. It's a pain in the butt. Somebody needs to solve this problem. Q Daniel Brewer calling in. Adam, I'm surprised you didn't know about this thing. This is how I solve it. So maybe I'll get a call from him giving me a solution. So thank you for your call, Auntie Scott. Thank you for your call, Baron. I'm glad to know that you're wealthy. And yeah, good knowing that. So Because I don't have an intern, I don't remember where I got last, but I know we had completed talking about the weekend. Mark and I were so busy. We were so tired on Sunday. At least I know that he's aging a little bit along with me because, you know, it's a good thing that, well, it's not good. I don't want to wish pain on him, but it makes me feel better that I was thinking, oh my God. You know, I've been thinking because for a while I was having foot pain and I was telling you guys, oh, I'm getting so old. I'm having foot pain. I don't know why it is. Maybe it's because I gained too much weight. You know, and I was researching shoes I needed to buy, special corrective shoes and all this for this foot pain. And actually, when I lost weight, when I lost that 24 pounds, the foot pain stopped. So I think that did kind of answer. It wasn't that I was old. It was that I had gained too much weight. But after the party, we had stood up literally all day. And it just made me feel better that his feet were also hurting. Again, not that they were hurting, but that I wasn't the only one. So Sunday, we didn't do anything because we just, well, other than going to church, that's a commitment for both of us. So, well, not for him so much, but I have to play my trumpet at church. And so, and I enjoy it. So I did that. And then we just decided we were going to hang out on Sunday and not really do anything. We didn't even go grocery shopping. We didn't walk. We didn't do anything. We just sat on the couch and watched TV mindlessly, and that, you know, that's it. So it's been a pretty, the week has been fine at work. Nothing, you know, nothing major to report there. And it's been, you know, nothing that I've been mad about. So I don't have anything to rant about either. I have had a lot of meetings. Mondays and Tuesdays are my busy days. So for instance, I will say this. I have a meeting. I'm recording this at 5:21 in the afternoon, and I have a meeting at 6 because I needed to meet with this person that is out in California, and 6 p.m. is only 4 p.m. for them, and I really needed to meet with this person, and so I kind of broke my rule that I try not to schedule meetings outside of my normal working hours. And went ahead and scheduled it for 6. So I have a 6 to 7, but Mark and I need to grocery shop because we, again, we didn't do that on Sunday. And we weren't able to do it last night either. So I'm recording now, but I will have that meeting. And then we're going to walk and do our grocery shopping, which will be light because we still have leftover food from last week and the party leftovers and all of that stuff that we need to eat. And we're only 2 people. So it, you know, we're going to freeze some of it, but some of the leftovers we're going to eat for our meals. So last night, he's volunteering for the local. I'm now going to tell Mark's life story as part of my podcast because I've just run out of crap to say. He has decided that he likes to volunteer, but he thought, well, I also like going to theater productions and musicals and stuff like that. And we have a local theater in Fayetteville, which is the college town. And all the Broadway musicals and all, you know, the traveling shows, they all go through this theater. So Hamilton is going to be there at some point soon, I think. And so he decided, and they, all the people who usher, you know, those elderly people who hand out the programs and take your ticket and all that. He decided, those are all volunteers, and he decided, oh, I want to volunteer there because this is more a me thing. I keep asking him, are we going to get discount on tickets? But you know, there's that he possibly could get some discounted tickets or something like that. But also, if you're doing a job that's in the theater, you may see the show for free because you may be standing there, you know, handing out programs or something. So he had training last night. He had training and it went from like 6 until 8:30 p.m. or something like that. And I had to record Butt First last night. And so I prepared for Butt First and did my pre-record for the intro and I recorded Geeky Gay. And then I got to watching Eureka, which is an old show, but I've just started watching it. And I had needed to cook because I needed something to eat. I don't really enjoy leftovers. We have leftovers from the party and we are going to eat them. And Mark is eating leftovers every meal. But I really struggle because after a while I just like rewarmed, reheated, ugh. And I don't like to eat the same thing all the time. And it's just weird. Anyway, I'm very picky. So I was going to cook something. But I kept saying, oh, I'll get up in 5 minutes. Oh, I'll get up in 5 minutes. He wasn't here. And so I just didn't end up cooking anything. And then it was time to record and I still hadn't eaten dinner. So at 10 p.m. after we recorded But First, I said, there's no way I'm going to cook. We're just going to go get fast food. He was eating leftovers, but I said, you know what? I'm going to get Taco Bell. Because it was the only thing that was still open. Everything near us closes at 10 p.m. and I shouldn't be eating fast food anyway. So we go to Taco Bell and I got a couple of those. They have this new chicken taco that's supposed to kind of be their entry into the fried chicken sandwich race. They were okay. I mean, everything at Taco Bell tastes pretty similar. They were okay. I like the cinnamon twist, but for whatever reason, a lot of times the cinnamon twists we get from this particular location are bitter, and I feel like they have chemicals on them that are going to kill me. I don't know what they're doing to their cinnamon twists, but I'm going to die of cinnamon twist poisoning. I know that's what's going to happen. Also, I'm supposed to be going back on Weight Watchers for throwing down, and I'm still cheating. Oh, no. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.